Good morning. This is Reverend Bob McClavey of the Presbyterian Church of Floyd, and welcome to this Sabbath morning when we're going to have scripture and a message and song, all celebrating the baptism of the Lord. This Sunday is what we know as the Baptism of the Lord Sunday, celebrating that particular event in the life of our church. So as we begin this morning, let us have a word of prayer. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful celebration of the baptism of the Lord, the time when we are reminded of what Jesus did for each of us, being baptized in the Jordan by John the Baptist, coming down to our level so that he could indeed experience his own baptism, which better prepared him to carry our sins to the cross. So thank you, Lord, for this reminder. We thank you for the joy of being in relationship with you. And we pray that you will guide each of us as we begin this new year and as we truly carry on the image of Christ in the world today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our scripture passage this morning comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 3, verses 1 through 3, and then verses 15 through 23a. So hear now the word of the Lord. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, Herod, tetrarch of Galilee, his brother Philip, tetrarch of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias, tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the desert. He went into all the country around the Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The people were waiting expectantly and were all wondering in their hearts if John might possibly be the Christ. John answered them all, "I baptize you with water, but one more powerful than I will come, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn. But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." And with many other words, John exhorted the people and preached the good news to them. But when John rebuked Herod the tetrarch because of Herodias, his brother's wife, and all the other evil things he had done, Herod added this to them all. He locked John up in prison. When all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And as he was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." Now Jesus himself was about 30 years old when he began his ministry. This is the word of the Lord. For each of us, our baptism was a time when we, even for just a moment, reflected the image of Christ. Just as Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River, we were baptized with water that symbolizes our unity with Him. And so this morning, let's be reminded of why we celebrate baptism as a holy sacrament. It is hard to imagine what it must have been like nearly 2,000 years ago when Jesus was beginning His ministry in Galilee. John the Baptist, the son of Zechariah and Elizabeth, was preaching a bold message of repentance while baptizing people in the Jordan. He was gathering quite a following of disciples in his own right, and he brings powerful images to mind. Clothes made from camel's hair, held together with a leather belt, grasshoppers and wild honey for dinner. John was one who called people who came to hear him preach a brood of vipers, and he would shout, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." In spite of his unique demeanor, he baptized thousands, and it is important to remember that John the Baptist, too, was the fulfillment of prophecy. In Isaiah 40, it says, "A voice of one calling, in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God, and the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people together will see it, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken." Yes, that voice in the desert, that voice that was prophesied by Isaiah, was John the Baptist. He had a role in history that was predestined. He would proclaim the coming of the Messiah, who would baptize with the Holy Spirit. Now, John the Baptist didn't seem to worry about what people thought of him and his boldness, but there was a time when even he seemed perplexed and confused. It was when Jesus, the Lamb of God Himself, came to John to be baptized. We are told in Matthew's Gospel that John questioned Jesus by saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" From what John knew about Jesus, baptism didn't seem necessary. Jesus was the sinless Son of God. John was in the business of baptizing sinners. It made much more sense for Jesus to baptize John than the other way around. But as we know from our passage in Luke this morning, it says, "When all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too." Yes, Jesus was baptized like a sinner, so he could serve as our Savior. At the age of 30, Jesus is beginning his ministry among those who need salvation by the coming of the Messiah, and he goes to their level and is baptized as a sinner himself. Now, we know it wasn't necessary. Hebrews 4, verse 15, tells us that Jesus was tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he was without sin. And 1 John chapter 3, verse 5, says of Jesus, "But you know that he appeared so that he might take away our sins, and in him is no sin." And 1 Peter 1, verse 19, tells us that Jesus is the Lamb of God, the sacrifice for sin, without blemish or defect. And yet, it was necessary for Jesus to begin his ministry by being baptized. In Philippians 2, it says, "Jesus did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Yes, as Jesus began his journey to the cross, he was baptized in the midst of sinners. He took on the appearance of all those who were in need of salvation by the Messiah himself. And the same water that was used to baptize those separated from God was used to baptize the one who would bring them back to God. Although we are living many centuries after John did his baptizing in the Jordan, we can see ourselves in the crowds that came to him. Like them, we have found ourselves feeling distant from God. We have done things that did not honor God, and we have hoped that perhaps God didn't notice. We have been hypocrites, and we have judged others. And we have failed to love and to show compassion at times when it was so desperately needed. We have even harbored the pride and arrogance of the Pharisees. Yes, we too have stood on the banks of the Jordan with all of humanity. But today we celebrate. We celebrate because by the grace of God, Jesus got off the banks of the river. He got off the banks and into the water, and Jesus was baptized too. You see, up to that point, he was, as far as others could know, simply the carpenter from Nazareth. But Jesus must have known that a day would come when he would have to say goodbye to Nazareth and begin his larger journey. When Jesus saw the crowds of people who were coming to be baptized by John, who had only water at his disposal, perhaps Jesus knew the time had come. It was time to wade into the mud of humanity, and it was time to affirm what John had said to the crowds of sinners. I baptize you with water, but one more powerful than I will come, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. It was time. And after Jesus had been baptized, it says, as he was praying, heaven was opened up, and the Holy Spirit descended on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." The Holy Spirit, of which John prophesied, descended upon Jesus that day. And this is a very important moment that many people miss when reading this passage. So please hear what I'm about to point out here. In this moment, when the heavens opened, the Holy Spirit descends and God expresses his love for his Son. It is a complete revelation of our triune God. Present in that moment were all three persons of the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Certainly no one there, other than Jesus, could comprehend the significance of that complete revelation of God. But you see, the stage was now set for the Messiah to begin his march toward Jerusalem and the salvation of the world. And yes, it began with Jesus being baptized by water among sinners. That is why we celebrate today. We celebrate as a community of Christ, and we are reminded of the significance of the sacrament of baptism. Our church, the Church of Jesus Christ, is founded on the Word and the sacraments. When we think of baptism, we are reminded that baptism enacts the seal, it enacts and seals what the Word proclaims, God's redeeming grace offered to all people. Baptism is at once God's gift of grace, God's means of grace, and God's call to respond to that grace. Through baptism, Jesus Christ calls us to repentance, faithfulness, and discipleship. Through baptism, the Holy Spirit gives the church its identity and commissions the church for service in the world. Baptism is the bond of unity in Jesus Christ. When we are baptized, we are made one with Christ, with one another, and with the church of every time and place. In Christ, barriers of race and status are overcome. We are called to seek reconciliation in the church and the world in the name of Jesus. Baptism marks the beginning of new life in Christ. The new way of life to which God calls us is one of deep commitment, disciplined discernment, and growth in faith. The gifts of the Holy Spirit, given with and through baptism, equip and strengthen us for the challenges of Christian faith and life. That is what we, as a church, are all about. Friends, today is a celebration of baptism. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now, friends, we have the joy of hearing another song that has been arranged and performed by Alan Vest. This morning he has prepared for us "Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord" by Paul Baloche. This particular song is based on Ephesians 1, verse 18. So hear now, "Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord," arranged and performed by Alan Vest.
Rise to thee.
Thanks to Alan for his faithfulness and that beautiful song. Friends, as we face a new week ahead, take a moment to think about what it was like when Jesus was beginning his ministry and his journey to the cross. He was baptized too. Have a wonderful week. And thank you for listening.